The travelers from Eru continue to act strangely, but they fascinate Mila. As her friendship with Dimphna grows, the mystery deepens until Mila discovers just who Dimphna really is.
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Saint Dimphna. Episode 2, A Gaelic Princess. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
This series made possible in part by the National Shrine of St. Dimphna in Massillon, Ohio. For info or to plan a visit to the National Shrine, go to thesaintspodcast.com/shrine. thesaintspodcast.com/shrine.
Good morning, Mila.
Good morning.
I need you to go to the market for me today.
Yes, Father.
We need barley, lentils, fruit, and cheese. How's your porridge?
Good, thank you.
What are you mulling over this morning?
Nothing.
You're thinking about our Gaelic strangers, aren't you?
Dimphna is running from someone.
It's not a mystery you'll be solving. Leave it be.
Yes, Father.
Ain't you got two new words to string together for your father? You used to be such a chatterbox. Maybe if your mother were here, she'd have the patience to wheedle something out of you, but I've had enough. It's been a year, Mila. Talk to me about it. Make sure the strangers get fed, and don't forget the market.
Yes, Father.
Good morning, good morning. You're Mila, right?
Yes.
I'm Maeve. And you remember Coleman?
Oh, I'm unforgettable.
Porch is on the stove.
Oh, thank you.
This is an excellent establishment. Best night's sleep I've had in 2 months.
First bed you've slept in 2 months.
Oh, the straw tick was excellent. Fresh and bouncy.
May we sit with you?
Yes.
Any sign of the pri-
Of Dimphna?
Yeah.
No.
And Father Gerbrand?
He went to the church.
Oh, very good.
I'll bring Dimphna a bowl after we eat. If it's all right with you, Mila.
I can bring it up now myself.
Look at these apples. Practically shining. This is a truly excellent establishment.
Indeed it is.
Do you know how to juggle, Mila?
No.
Well, today is your lucky day. Juggling is my speciality.
These are strange people for Giel.
Who is it?
Mila! The innkeeper's daughter. I brought you breakfast.
Only you?
Only me.
Come in. Thank you for bringing my breakfast up. Do townspeople often visit the inn?
Not during the day.
It's good to know. I heard them last night. Oh, let me take the porridge. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like to sit with me while I eat?
Sure. My ma died too. The priest said your mother...
Yeah, she died a year ago. When did your ma die? When my mother died, I didn't speak for a week. You must miss her very much.
Yes.
We can just sit. You don't have to say anything.
Thank you.
Would you like to hear about Eru?
Yes.
It's very like here. The weather and the look of it, I mean. But Eru's greener than Gil, and it's an island. The sea is so close wherever you go. This is the first time I've ever been away from it. First time I ever crossed the sea. I miss home. I think of it all the time, but I can't think of anything interesting to tell you now. I guess I can tell you about our metalwork. We're renowned for it, you know. That is our art. The queen of my tribe had a beautiful brooch made of silver. It was so intricate, it looked like lace. The heavy metals were curled and twisted in such a delicate way, I couldn't quite believe they were real silver, not strands of cloth. I thought it was the most beautiful thing in the world.
I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, it is gorgeous. It has amber and glass set into the metalwork. It looks magical.
How did you get to see it?
What do you mean?
You said it was the queen's?
Well, you see, we have many tribes in Eru. I knew our queen.
How?
We don't have one great king like you do here. Each tribe has their own king. Each has their own king. I'm sorry, Mila, but I can't talk about Eru anymore. Not now.
I should go anyway. I was supposed to go to the market for my father.
You'll come and see me after.
Yes. I haven't had a friend in a long time.
Neither have I. Let's be good friends.
I'd like that. Bye.
You're one of them Gaelic strangers.
Yes, I'm Coleman.
Albert.
Good morning, Elsa. How is the market today?
Fine, fine. Oh no, sold out of my cheeses already.
Oh, that's nice. I was at the inn last night, but I didn't see the strangers. Not even a glimpse.
They must have something to hide.
Well, I can't say for certain, and I'd never go about needlessly accusing folk of suspicious behavior, but Elsa, oh, I fear the worst.
What are they doing here?
Nothing good. They could be spies. Sent ahead of one of them Gaelic tribes. Mark my words, Elsa. There will be tribes of Gaels invading our little town before the year is out if we're not careful.
Excuse me.
Mila! Tell us about the strangers. There's a girl your age, isn't there?
I'd like to buy some barley, Miss Elsa.
Sure, child. But what about this mysterious girl? Tell us about her. I won't sell you a bit of barley until you fess up.
She's beautiful.
And?
More, Mila. Tell us more.
She has golden hair and blue eyes that sparkle.
Ugh, why is she here? Did you find out?
I don't know.
She must be in disguise. In trouble. On the run from some disgrace.
I still hold that they're no good spies, and Lewis is a fool to let those strangers stay here.
Could I have my barley now, please?
Oh, patience is a virtue, Mila. Here, Mila. Now get along home with you.
Yes, ma'am.
That you, Mila?
Yes, father.
Did you get to the market?
I bought the barley.
And the other things I told you?
What other things?
What do you mean, what other things? I sent you for lentils and fruit and cheese as well as barley, child.
Oh.
And what do you have to say for yourself for such shoddy work?
I'm sorry.
Come on, Mila, what happened?
I forgot.
Ah, get on with you. Go back and get the other things.
Yes, father. Father?
What?
Whose cloak is this? With the metal brooch?
Dimfna's, I think. Why?
Nothing. It looks exactly like the queen's brooch.
Are you talking to me?
Bye.
Coleman, wait for me.
Maeve, you're back so soon. Did you hear anything?
No.
I asked at the docks. There haven't been any ships from Eru.
Surely we'll know if he crosses the sea.
News of strangers moves fast in these parts. The candlemaker at the market recognized me, even though I've certainly never been introduced to him before. And then the lady selling barley act like she knew all about me.
Is she safe?
The market lady?
Dimfna.
Oh, Father Jeriban thinks so. Our sweet princess is too frightened to leave her room.
Princess? Mila, I didn't realize you were behind us.
It was the queen's brooch. Dimfna is a Gaelic princess.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 3, King Daemon, to hear the next installment of Saint Dimfna. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.